You led a bipartisan letter to USDA on school nutrition regulations. What is your concern? What was the gist of that letter?
My concern with the school nutrition program is there are school districts like Monticello, Illinois, that are pulling out of the school nutrition program because the new rules and regulations are costing them upwards of $100,000 more a year than what they were putting towards their cafeteria programs before they came from Washington. And what that means in real time is that they can't hire two teachers to teach classes because they're trying to follow guidelines that are coming from the federal government. And they're asking for flexibility. School districts throughout this nation, even the Los Angeles school districts, are losing upwards of $20+ million a year on the school lunch program because of these new regs. They're having a tremendous impact on our schools, and they're just so they're so top heavy. As a matter of fact, we all want to fight childhood obesity, but Washington shouldn't be telling our school cafeterias that you have to serve this green vegetable because you've already served healthy yellow vegetables twice this week. It just it doesn't make sense, and we need more flexibility.
And I understand that really this program has actually contributed to a lot of waste of food as well, with kids just throwing away their lunches because they don't want to eat them.
That's exactly right. Your kids are throwing away the lunches. They're not signing up for the school lunch to buy the school lunch any longer. And when they do, the waste has grown immensely. And the federal government's solution to that was to tell our school districts to measure the waste and keep statistics. Well, their solution should have been stopping the waste and figuring out how to make sure that we make kids, have an option of a healthy lunch at school, which they should, and they have been. And we ought to do something to actually treat childhood obesity and have some measurable results. And one thing that I'm waiting to hear from the White House and the USDA and those who are sticking by these new guidelines is what are the measurable results in fighting childhood obesity? It can't just be kids are supposedly eating more fruit because they're throwing away more vegetables. I want to know how they're fighting childhood obesity and where their success rate is in actually attacking that problem, because that is what we need to focus on.
Are you seeing signs that USDA and the White House would be receptive to this and willing to include some flexibility?
No. No. I'm not seeing that. And it's unfortunate because every time I question Secretary Vilsack, he seems a little put off that I'm even asking about it. We're asking simply for them to come out and visit a school district in Illinois. I'd love to take Secretary Vilsack to Monticello. I'd love to take Michelle Obama to Monticello and hear the problems that the school district is having there and why they pulled out of the school lunch program. But I also want to make sure that they understand, too, what our schools have to go through on a daily basis. And because I want them to understand how those provisions that they're pushing affect local communities, I'm asking them to voluntarily follow the exact same guidelines in the USDA cafeteria, the White House cafeteria. And also, we introduced a bill that would require the White House to follow the same guidelines at state dinners, too. And it's to prove to them that our schools and our school districts need that flexibility that they just don't seem willing to give us.